one skill you've got to master to have an extraordinary quality of life living in the day and age we live in today, it is the skill of learning rapidly. And if you can learn rapidly, you got the world at your fingertips. If you can't, you're left in the dust. Because it's a cliche to talk about changes happening so rapidly all around us, but it's also true. We're living in a time where, you know, things used to change over the course of an age or generations. Now an age is about 6 months. Companies manufacture a product that's a brand new innovative product. They used to expect to have a 5-year time period before somebody could knock them off. Now it happens in 3 to 6 months. I mean, the world is changing so rapidly, and there's tremendous opportunity if you're learning rapidly. The problem is none of us have really been taught how to learn. We've learned, but we've not been taught how to learn. Maybe I should first explain what learning is, because if you're not learning something, it's not because you're not smart. It's because the teacher's strategy for teaching is not getting through to you, and you're going to want to coach them so they can get through to you quickly. So let's give you an example. Here's what learning is. If you take a human being, and here's your human being, and you want this human being to learn something. Well, what is learning? Learning is when you take something that you don't understand, you don't know. So let's call it, learning is when you take an unknown, some unknown thing, and when you've learned it is when you can link that unknown directly to something you know, a known. So the way to describe learning is nothing but the creation of a relationship. Learning is when you create a relationship between the known and the unknown. When you connect those two things together, instantly you've known. Now let me give you an experience of what I mean. If I come along to you right now and I do this, I go, ha, so, oh, so, 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 so. Now, what just happened is your brain searched 10 billion files and found nothing. Searched every file you had, you had nothing there, right? But what happens is, if I said to you, Zaba, 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 what's Zaba? Come on. Ah, a known, an unknown, some sound. As long as there's a known, you have a reference for, and then I attach it to that, you know what it is. It's kind of like, did you see the movie Dances with Wolves? Remember when Kevin Costner is at the little camp, and the first time the Indians come to see him, do you remember that? And he's kind of freaked out a little bit because they're all three on horseback and he's trying to figure out what to do and they don't look like they're too intense. So he's trying to communicate. And he says, hi, how are you? And that's like, what's up? They have no understanding what he's talking about. So they go, what's up, blah, 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 and he doesn't know what that is. So then he thinks for a second. He goes, he goes like this. He goes, right? And they start looking at him like he's on drugs or something, right? And he goes, buffalo, buffalo, buffalo. And one guy starts looking at him saying, this pale face is really crazy, right? So no. The other guy goes, Tatunga. He goes, buffalo, Tatunga, buffalo, Tatunga. And what happens? In a few seconds, he knows Tatunga is, and they know buffalo is. How they learn? They learn by taking a known and linking it to the unknown, or an unknown and linking it to the known. When that relation is created, you know. That's it. That's how learning happens. So why do people not learn at times? Because most teachers do this. They take an unknown, some words you don't know, some description you don't understand, and they try to link it to another thing you don't know. Isn't that true? And so now you have nothing inside of here, no understanding, and it's all out here confusing you. It's like, I don't know about you, but I was a great student because I loved to learn, except I hated geometry, algebra, and trigonometry. Hated it. Two reasons. Number one, I saw no purpose for it for me. I mean, if I was an engineer or something, it'd be different. But for me, I saw no value. And by the way, people don't learn when they don't see a reason to, right? When they don't see a way to apply something, there's not a purpose for it, right? So I didn't see that. But the second thing was, if you didn't do your homework, you were screwed. Isn't that true? Because every night there were new words, new vocabulary, new relationships. So if you came into class the next morning, they went, the hypotenuse of AB squared by the radius of XY, I'd be like, I am in deep stuff, man. Right? Because they were relating all the stuff I had no relationship to. How many can relate to this in some way? Say, aye. Okay, so that's what happens very often when people try to teach. Because they understand both those words. So they're knowns for them. So you say, well, how do you explain this? And they say, oh, it's just like this. Like, I'll give you an example. The best teachers always teach you something by relating to something you already know. I don't know what you believe religiously, and I'm not telling you what to believe, but most people, regardless of religion, would say Jesus Christ is a pretty good teacher since 4,000 years later, right? And information is still hanging out here. So how did he teach? When he went to fishermen, he said, now look, guys, I want you to go out and recruit Christians. Is that what he said? No, he wouldn't say recruit. They have no reference for what recruit means. He said, I want you to go out and become fishers of men. And then sure enough, they went, oh, I get it. Put a little bait out. As soon as they bite, reel them in. They understood the whole process, right? They didn't need any coaching. Instantaneously had the whole thing. But if you don't do that, you're in trouble. I'll give you an example. Who here knows a lot about electricity? Raise your hand if you know a lot about electrical components, electricity. Okay, only a couple of you. Okay, good. This will be a good example. So what if I wanted to explain to you in an electronic component what a resistor is? Well, I could explain it to you this way. If you understand the function of a resistor, all you have to understand is that wattage and ohms usually migrate together through electrical components until what happens is the oscillation rate expands geometrically and the resistor causes those to have a wattage that is balanced. Okay? Now, how many understand that? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you understood what I just said. Raise your hand. What I said made no sense whatsoever. There is no relationship between those things. But I'm glad you think you know what dog means. That's really good. I'm really glad, okay? Okay. What I said had no relationship. I just took a bunch of electrical words and slapped them together somewhat congruently. There was no relationship. And all of a sudden, it's outside of here. It's outside of you. You can't compute it, right? So that process, right, that process is what happens when you're not learning. But if I wanted to teach you what resistors were, and I did it this way, what if I said to you, have you ever seen water running through a pipe? How many have seen that? Say I. Your brain goes, yep, I'm smart. I've seen that. So it feels confident, right? So now I say, well, imagine if you could for a moment that there was like a lever here, a flap, that you could put all the way down or part the way up or all the way up. What would that flap affect? The flow of the what? Water. This is what a resistor does to electrical current in an electrical component. How many of you instantly know what a resistor is now and what it does? Raise your hand. Say I. How long did that take? A minute. Why? Because we related an unknown to a known. So I can learn anything. Like, you know, I went and studied these guys that were nuclear physicists, and they built one of them, helped build an atomic bomb. And I want to understand how that worked. And he started going off on all these words. But see, I don't have any embarrassment of saying, excuse me, I don't know what those words mean. Do me a favor. What's this like? Explain this to me like in a metaphor, right? And then they may give you a metaphor. Oh, he goes, oh, it's just like when atoms and electrons. No. Try bread. Try a sandwich. Let's try a different metaphor here. Something I can clearly relate to. And you know what? Sure enough, I get him explain it. All of a sudden, I understand it. Now when he uses the words, I know what the words mean. So if you're in a position where you aren't learning something, don't go, oh my God, I'm not getting it. Oh my God, they're all understanding it. Just know you don't have the same references as those people around you. So get them by having them say, what's that like? Find a similarity.